You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 3rd show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. We're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show or answer any questions that you may have. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Cheryl Thompson of Ogvogue, how to convert more of your marketing expert. Cheryl, first time in studio. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And a little bit about Cheryl. She was born and raised in Washington and has an extensive experience in the mortgage and real estate industry. At the age of 20, Cheryl got her first job working as a lender rep and was one of the top sales agents in her office. Cheryl rode out the 2008 financial crisis and succeeded as an independent loan officer while most decided to move on to other industries. After realizing her strengths, Cheryl then decided to change careers and focus more on the marketing side to help others that were struggling with their digital footprint. Cheryl has marketed for big name companies like Zillow, Market Leader, Sinclair Broadcasting, all of which focusing on helping others establish digital footprints. Today, Cheryl is working for a company called Ogvo.com, which she loves due to her client success.
Cheryl, so what the heck is Ogvo and what does it do?
Yeah, awesome question. So Ogvo is an online reputation management company. So we focus on your online digital footprint, helping you build your reputation by 4 and 5 star reviews, recent reviews, and consistent reviews.
So I just recently signed up for working with you, which is so exciting. Thank you so much for getting
Absolutely.
Me hooked up. So I know how you help real estate agents and mortgage industry, but let's talk about that. How do you help? And obviously, if I signed up, it's got to be a really great thing. I mean, I'm your host of the show, right?
Right.
So how do you help the industry and benefit working through your company?
Yeah, so I think a lot of agents or loan originators, what they don't understand is when you Google yourself, you see yourself there. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the way consumers are reaching out to real estate agents and loan officers, they're doing their homework. They're doing their research first, and they're going with the people that have the most 4 and 5 star reviews, recent reviews, and consistent reviews. So we have a way to streamline that and help you build that.
That's interesting. I have a couple agents that are like, where do I give you reviews? And I'm like, oh, that's a good question. I mean, we have reviews, but to streamline that, I think I need to hire you too. I guess that's what I'm saying. How long have you been in the industry?
So I've been in this industry for about 20 years. Again, I was a lender rep, loved it. When the economy crashed, the market crashed, it was very devastating. Moved on to be a loan originator and then did some marketing for some news channels. Moved on to working with Zillow, doing lead generation with them, and then Market Leader. So it's been an extensive time working with real estate agents and loan officers.
Yeah. So let's talk about, Cheryl, your competitive edge, because I know there's other companies out there that do what you do, but what your company does is really unique. And so let's talk about some of those differences.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have quite a bit of competition out there. The way I think we really differentiate ourselves is we don't carry your reviews on our platform. Uh-huh. We streamline those right through. So if you have a Zillow, if you have a Google, if you have a Realtor, we have a source that we streamline that through rather than having to go through all of those individual pages. And then what tends to happen is you're spreading yourself out there too much instead of narrowing that down to 2 to 3 sources. And so we go out, we create a funnel page for the agent or the loan officer and send that out to your past, your current clients, your sphere of influence, asking for those reviews. And we do that 3 times. It's super nice because, of course, out of sight, out of mind.
Of course.
So it's a great way. The first goes out day 1. We send it out again on day 3 and then again on day 7.
Yeah, I love that. And something else that is unique with your company as well, and I learned this through the process, that if you're not continuing to move through the monthly subscription of it, the reviews are yours. So whereas a lot of your competitors, if you stop that service, they're going to keep those reviews and pull them down. And so that's a huge benefit. I also want to do a shout out on reviews, just a little tip on it. The best time to get reviews is whenever something is coming to an end, a good end, or whenever you've done something really well to pull something out of it, a challenge. Never miss that opportunity in asking for that review. So somebody, having somebody on your behalf to do that is amazing.
Well, what a shame how many success stories we have. And for that to just go missing, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, you've done something amazing for somebody and you're so proud of it. And then just, you know, we're kind of thankless in what we do. I am. I know you probably are, too.
Well, I will do. I've done reviews for many, many, many years. But what I've done is I've done it on a page to make it easy for them so that they don't have to sign up through Zillow and these other things. Learning through the process and really consulting with you, because you're the expertise or the expert in this space, is that really is preventing from me having all of those reviews out there when someone looks, because you have to shift down to be able to see them, because what is coming up on the SEO engine is the Zillow. And so my strategy just wasn't on. And one more good example that you have to hire an expert to do anything that you're doing in your business, because you're not an expert at everything. So
that makes a lot of sense. Tell us about some success stories, Cheryl. What are you seeing with Ogvo, and how's it working for people? Give us some success.
Yeah. So I have an agent just out of Lee Center, New York. She's been an agent for a short period of time, about a year or so. We reached out to her about 3 months into the industry, and she thought, well, I've never sold a home. I've never listed a home. How is this going to work for me? Mm-hmm. We're not just focused on your past or your current clients. We're focused on your sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. People want to work with somebody that can breed great things about them, that they feel mm-hmm. good about working with that person, not just being a number to somebody. And so within 3 months of working with us, she had 2 closings. And these aren't from past clients. These are from people that she knew.
Yeah.
So it's just really important that people understand who you are as an individual, rather than just going to a Zillow. And people, a lot of agents or loan officers will get in that mindset, well, I'm seen there. Well, guess what? Millennials aren't going there. Nobody wants to give their personal information anymore. Mm-hmm. They're going in and doing their homework. So you might think you're seen there, but you're missing the rest of the pie over here.
Yeah. First impression is now your online presence. I mean, there is no question about that. So you may miss an opportunity to get that first impression and not get that business. You know, just think about it. If you're in the car with some girlfriends and you're thinking about, randomly just going out for a dinner, and somebody's like, well, what do you want to have? Well, maybe Mexican. Everybody looks on their phone for the Yelp reviews for Mexican food. And it doesn't matter if you've got to drive an extra 15 minutes to get to that one that has a 5-star versus a 4-star. And surely if there's no stars at Ari, you're not going there.
Right.
They could be right next door to where you're at. So critically important. So Cheryl, let's talk about what else that Ogvo offers.
Yeah, so we will go and build profiles. Some people don't have maybe a realtor or a Zillow or mm-hmm. a Google. Another great one is a Rate My Agent. You know, consumers that are going into a Rate My Agent, well, guess what? They're going in and reading reviews. That's what they're looking mm-hmm. for. Those are people that are very serious in the marketplace of finding an agent. So we go in and build these profiles and optimize them for you. And when I'm saying optimize, I'm meaning keywords. So you're showing up in different categories rather than real estate agent, loan officer. So we go in and optimize those so that way you're found and you're more searchable.
Let's talk about that a little bit more, Cheryl. What do you mean by optimization? What does that mean to you, and how do you do that?
Yeah, so great question. We go in, for instance, for real estate agents, you have a real estate agent. So if somebody's doing a Google search, a real estate agent Bellevue, but they also focus on lakefront properties, they focus on high-rise, beachfront properties, those are all keywords, and that's optimization that you need in your profiles. Mm-hmm. So we go in and do that for you.
Nice.
So let's, Cheryl, talk about biggest obstacle, because no matter what service or product that you are offering to consumer, or in this example, to a business professional, there's an obstacle. What is the biggest obstacle that you are allowing them to eliminate in collecting reviews? So somebody that's not hiring you, what's the biggest obstacle that they have, and why don't they have any reviews?
Well, so what happens is when you're handing the key to the castle, mm-hmm. you're out of sight, out of mind. They're your best friend through the process, but now there's a whole different thing that they're worrying about. I got to move. Great, my loan closed. I got to pay this, or mm-hmm. whatever that case may be. You become out of sight, out of mind. And then you feel like you're bothering them when you're mm-hmm. asking for that. We have in place a nice reminder way to send that out to get those reviews.
Well, Cheryl, you're clearly passionate about what you do, and anybody mm-hmm. that I know that's passionate about what they do, they have a why behind it. So I'm curious, what is your why? Why are you so passionate about marketing and helping people optimize their SEO platforms and so on and so forth?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I've been in this industry in different avenues in my life for the past 20 years, and I'm a firm believer that all of us work very, very hard at what we do. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are just missing that boat, or they just don't understand how to do it. But I love this industry. I love the real estate, the mortgage industry. And so I have a great deal of passion for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you're really getting out there and making a difference in mortgage professional and real estate agent's life, because you're helping them to get a presence online and making it easier, because you may not think about this because you're not recognizing it. It's just something that's happening behind the scenes when that customer is calling you, and you may not feel that you're getting that connection that you would like. We can feel that, but knowing the reason that's happening, why behind it. Whereas if you can convert and have a better conversation up front, because that first impression, what in the heck just fell back there?
You almost got your head lopped off by
a
Beatles
poster. Well, this is what happens on the Money Hour. We've got stuff that has fallen all over the place. That was fun, right, Cheryl?
Right, that was great.
Anyway, okay, back to business here with Cheryl. But literally, I almost got killed here. If we were on video for anybody that's listening, you could see that. So Cheryl, that's something that I think people don't even realize what's happening. What kind of comments and thank yous are you receiving back from your clients? Because I imagine that they're seeing some type of shift in that process when those clients are initially calling to work with them.
I think what's happening is by doing this, by building your online reputation and that mm-hmm. digital footprint, it becomes, rather than just buying a lead or doing a mailer or coming across the card, now what's happening is that disconnect from before is all finally coming together. Yeah. And a lot of agents or loan officers are so grateful because they just didn't know how mm-hmm. and how is this possible, or they just don't know have the time. And so that's what's great about what we do. We do it for you. You get an account manager. Yeah. You have a team of people that are working for you.
Yeah, yeah. Please remember, if you're listening to the show, no reviews are as bad as bad reviews.
Absolutely.
So you have to get reviews.
Well, Cheryl, it looks like we're wrapping up. But before we do that, we definitely, obviously, are adding a ton of value to people. So how can people get a hold of you? And is there any promotional deals maybe for our listeners?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. So you can reach me. My phone number is 206-462-4821. Or you can email me at Cheryl@ogvo.com. And any of the listeners that are listening, we do typically have a $250 setup fee. I'm willing to waive that for anybody that reaches out to me on behalf of the show.
Sweet.
Wonderful, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then you can, of course, always call the show at 1-855-411-50 or go online to themoneyhour.com, and we'll definitely connect you with Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. We really appreciate it and look forward to having you back.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Coming up next in the Money Hour, we have Brooke Quist of Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, Strategic Advantages and Pitfalls in Patents. Ignorance is not bliss. Right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.